Item 11, from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation and Culture, presenting an informational report on the 2013 Parks Amenities Matching Fund. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Chairman, supervisors, we are very pleased to come forward this cycle to pretty much tell you that we've exhausted the funds that were allocated in the 2013 adopted budget when we recreated the Parks Amenities Matching Fund. As you see before you, I wanted to give you a breakdown of where the money has been awarded. We had reached out to our friends groups and advocacy groups throughout the year so that they realized that the fund was recreated and the funding available. We did a little bit of a switch mid-year when John came aboard. He had something similar in his previous life, and there was a really great application process that we implemented around August. It just gave our groups an opportunity to really define what the project was and how it would benefit Milwaukee County and the public. And it has proven to be a really good application process for it. So I think we've gotten to a point where we're very comfortable in how we administer the amenities fund as it was intended. So as you see, we've had about, again, just over $240,000 awarded this year. The total value of all projects, though, is about $800,000. One of the criteria was that we were to be able to match up to dollar for dollar. So what we're finding is that many of the groups raised far more money for these projects than the county was able to match, because the top match that we can allocate to a project per the resolution was $75,000. I'll give you an example of that, and that was the restoration of the General Kosciuszko Monument and the site improvements and the landscaping that occurred as part of that project. I mean, that project was approximately, I think they raised over $350,000 for that project, and the county came forward with $50,000 through the amenities matching fund. So a lot of the $800,000 that has been put in it into investments in the park system were the Kosciuszko projects. So as you can see, a lot of people took advantage of it. Active groups that we partner with, charitable organizations, our friends groups, the Rotary. So I think we've got a really nice variety of projects, and we are very much looking forward to an opportunity for that amenities fund to be refunded in 14. I'm sure that we have every confidence that we will utilize that money very wisely as well.
We don't have anyone here currently from the county executive's office, but have you had conversations that would indicate their feelings about this whole program?
Chairman, supervisors, and you know, I've had really good feedback from everyone, all the elected bodies, in regards to the program, but John might be able to speak to that more.
Mr. Gargle? I asked that the county executive give us some feedback on what he would determine the process, but they haven't gotten anything back. I'll be meeting with his office tomorrow, and I'll bring that up again as far as that process, because I understand the board had made a resolution as far as how we would apply for this funding.
Well, you know what I'm interested primarily in the attitude that we're hearing from the administration, and when we do, that'll go a long way toward formulating our own responses. I think
they spoke highly specifically of the Park Amenities Fund as a great way to leverage county dollars towards private-public partnerships.
Great bang for the buck.
Very positive in saying that. You know, I think there's a great program we have in place, and we see some results.
Good. Well, I'm sure we'll be able to work together on making sure the funding is intact. We will. Are there further questions by committee members? Supervisor Stamper and Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just curious, how is it marketed? How is it marketed?
Chairman, supervisors, we sent out information to our friends groups and our advocates, both on email and through our normal monthly meetings that they have. to make sure that they were aware. I think for 2014, our plans are to elevate that marketing more,
mm-hmm.
Have it available with the application right on our website so that groups can be directed toward the application and have much more a wider distribution through the web.
The Urban Ecology Center, are they aware of this matching funds? They are. Okay. And Washington Park Partners and everybody. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Supervisor Haas?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Liz.
The partner Liz. List in this document, Ms. Lesser. I'm very happy to see the top of the list is New Glass at Wilson Recreation Ice Rink. Yes. More hockey, less war. Yes. War hockey. And Shaw is listed as the...
what's this, Mussolini?
As the partner. Gretzky, buddy. And,
I like to call
Shaw, are they? And I think it's the same Shaw that was the other rink operation. Is that the same outfit? It's coincidental that Shaw in here is the Shaw that's involved with hockey in Milwaukee?
That's correct. It's Chairman Supervisors is that organization, yes.
Great. Okay, cool. Well, thanks for helping make this possible for these great park improvements. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Further questions by committee? Comments? Supervisor Stamper?
Yeah, just a different subject. How's the beer gardens going? Is that going to be successful this year? Or no, is that next month? Or?
Chairman, supervisors, yeah, the beer garden at Esterbrook was phenomenally successful this year. Absolutely.
Yeah,
we're looking at more opportunities. We, as you recall, this fall we did issue some RFPs for other food and beverage, and we're evaluating those proposals right now.
Okay. So we did have some interest, more interest. I know we were a little slow on interest, so.
Chairman, supervisors, yes.
Okay, great. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Borkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Similar to the previous item, I'm going to move that we receive and place this on file so that our colleagues can also share in this good work.
Very good. The motion is to receive and place on file. If there is no further discussion, please call the roll.
Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Stascunis.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 7 ayes. The motion to receive and place on file is approved.
I'd like to thank you all for your participation today. There being no further business before the committee, we stand adjourned.